listening to a special edition of Sucker Radio here on MMASucker.com.
Here we go, folks. A special edition of Sucker Radio, Friday afternoon edition. That is because we have the man behind EBI, the Eddie Bravo Invitational. The sixth installment of the EBI series goes down this Sunday live on UFC Fight Pass. That's right, folks. If you have UFC Fight Pass, you can watch this stuff for free. Sort of. You pay for Fight Pass. But yeah, you know what's up. Watch EBI. It's the most exciting grappling competition on the planet, and you can watch it live on Fight Pass. So I'm going to be talking to Eddie Bravo right here, right now. Check it out. Joining me now, I said we had a special podcast for this Friday afternoon. Joining me is the man behind Eddie Bravo Invitational, Eddie Bravo himself. Eddie, thanks for joining me today, man.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Now, obviously, the reason why I wanted to have you on was because EBI 6 goes down this Sunday. But before we get to that, I mean, you are a musician. You started out in the music scene and whatnot. Big tragic passing yesterday with Prince. How did that affect you as a musician?
I want to know how he died. He's so young. It's just so tragic. I mean, he seemed like he was in great shape, and he wasn't a drug addict or anything like that. It seems like his death is still kind of like sketchy and like a mystery. I want to find out what's up, man. That's probably one of the most talented rock stars of all time. If you think about it, if you think about like how good he could play guitar, how good he could sing, and how good he could play drums, and how good he could play piano, and all the bands he's produced, and all the music he's written, and all the hits he's written. I mean, I don't know too many people that could do what he do. I can't even name another person that could do what Prince did. Like, really. I mean, he was a virtuoso at everything.
No kidding. Did you ever get a chance to see him live?
You know what? I never saw him live. No. Personally, I wasn't a gigantic fan of his music. To be honest, I mean, I wasn't buying any Prince CDs or anything. Although I liked a lot of his music, I liked a lot of it, but you know, R&B soul type stuff hasn't always been something that my DNA resonated
yeah.
with. Although I was brought up a metalhead,
but a true fan of him as a musician.
Oh yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I don't know anybody in metal that could do what he could do technically. Like, technically, I mean, he could play everything. And he could sing his ass off, play piano, play guitar, play drums. He does everything. It's like very, and then writes music for, like, Sheila, you know, he was writing music for Sheila E., Vanity, The Time. He did all that shit. He wrote hits for Sinead O'Connor and stuff. I mean... I don't know anybody on the planet that was doing what he did. I mean, he really is one of a kind.
No.
You know, it's just, you know, yeah. Just that style of music wasn't, you know, it wasn't some, I was, you know, into metal or goth, you know what I mean?
For sure. Now, let's talk EBI. You got EBI 6 going down this Sunday, live on UFC Fight Pass. Talk about getting on UFC Fight Pass. Was that quite a process, or did it happen fairly smoothly?
It was smoothly, but it took a while. You know, initially we were targeting UFC Network, which is the Latin American UFC channel. We were targeting that because my partner in EBI, Victor Davila, he is the Spanish commentator for all the Latin broadcasts of the UFC. So, and he's a black belt of mine. So, you know, the plan was put together EBI 1 was basically a pilot for UFC Network. And by the time, you know, we were in talks with UFC Network on the Latin side, UFC Fight Pass showed interest, and they just came in and took over. We're on UFC Network as well. The deal was with UFC Fight Pass. UFC Network was just like something that just, you know, ended up just getting added to the whole deal.
Now, this event was expected to go down in Mexico originally, correct? What happened there?
Well, it was scheduled to go go down in Mexico before we solidified the UFC deal. So, but once that happened, you know, our first UFC Fight Pass show has to be right here in LA, man, where we have total control of all the logistics, and we at the Orpheum right here in downtown LA, we know how to run a show there. We got it down. So, you know, a lot of things could have happened wrong in Mexico City, man. We just didn't want to take a chance on our first show, so we just changed it. And we'll be back in Mexico probably in December.
Nice. So is that the plan then? Is that you're going to be, with the fact that it's on Fight Pass now, obviously there's some growth in the whole event as a whole. Will it be traveling throughout the country and whatnot, or is it just going to be like California and Mexico?
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go down. Who knows? Maybe this show is a complete disaster and the UFC backs out. I don't know, man. I'm just taking it one show at a time. If we end up moving all over the world, that would be amazing. I don't know if we can get to that point. I'm not sure, you know. But we're going to try. I mean, it is jiu-jitsu. It's not MMA, so it's going to be tough. But with the UFC backing us, and they feel really good about backing us because they don't look at us as competition. You know, we're not MMA. So they're showing, they're backing us up big time, man. They're behind us. They're doing everything they can to push the show. And hopefully the show is super successful. On paper, it's the biggest jiu-jitsu event of all time, really, on papers, if you look at the fact that it's not only on UFC Fight Pass, but it's on in-demand pay-per-view and Dish Network pay-per-view, which is how you watch the UFC on pay-per-view. So no other jiu-jitsu event has gotten that kind of deal. And it's also worldwide on internet pay-per-view at fight.tv, FITE.TV. If you don't have Fight Pass, if you don't have In Demand or Dish Network, and you can always just go to FITE.TV and order it there.
Nice. Now, you know, you said, yes, it's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, it's grappling, it's not mixed martial arts, but the scene as a whole has grown quite a bit over the past couple of years. And I mean, you've seen that yourself because of the growth of this event itself. I mean, EBI, from EBI 1 to EBI 6 now, you must have seen a huge growth.
Yes. But still, to this day, at this point, no jiu-jitsu show has ever made any money, you know. So, there's a giant Brazilian community, Brazilian jiu-jitsu community. There's hundreds of thousands of people that do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but very few of them support pay-per-view jiu-jitsu events because they've just been beat over the head with boredom in the past. So even jiu-jitsu fiends, they're hesitant to order any kind of jiu-jitsu on pay-per-view. It's like a super tiny niche audience. So there are the heads out there. There are the fans. We just got to show them that we can make jiu-jitsu fun and entertaining. And that's always been the goal, is trying to take this beautiful art and display it to the world the way it should be, you know. And when people fall in love with jiu-jitsu, they fall in love with jiu-jitsu when they go to the dojo and then they start grappling and sparring, and they fall in love with it. They fall in love with the submission only game because that's what everyone's doing in their dojo. They're playing submission only. They're not playing by points, you know. But when we showcase the art to the world, all of a sudden we got points, and the points alter the match dramatically, and that's the roadblock right there. It's a beautiful sport in the dojo. Everybody loves it. They get obsessed with it. But once it goes into competition, they add these points that aren't there at the dojo, and that's what kills it. And so that's what I'm hoping people understand, that I'm not trying to change jiu-jitsu. I'm trying to keep jiu-jitsu the way it's always been in the dojo. It's always been submission only.
For sure. Now, two things out of that answer that you just gave. First off, the fact that you are on UFC Fight Pass it's going to bring different eyeballs to the event than, you know, when you were doing the online pay-per-view. It's going to bring mixed martial arts eyeballs to the event, which, you know, UFC Fight Pass has. So you said that jiu-jitsu as a whole normally is a boring thing to some people. It has been boring in the past. EBI events have never been boring. I haven't seen a boring matchup yet. Do you think that this could sway them a little bit, being that you're going to be in front of different eyeballs?
I'm hoping. I get tons of reviews from people that say, watched EBI with my wife, and she hates jiu-jitsu, and she loved the show. I watched with some coworkers who know nothing about fighting at all, and they loved it. You know, I get that a lot. So I'm pretty sure. The first five shows that you can watch on UFC Fight Pass right now, those are all 100% guaranteed entertaining. They've been done. The reviews have been out. I don't know what EBI 6 is going to look like. Every show can't be great. So I'm hoping this one is great. I'm hoping, but we're going to have some flops here and there. I just hope it isn't this show, but anything could happen, So if EBI 6 is anything like EBI 1 through 5, then 100% these new eyeballs, these strictly UFC fans will enjoy it.
How could it be anything less than exciting when it's an open weight tournament? What was the mindset when you put this one together?
Well, it wasn't my idea to have an absolute. The people that were bringing us out to Mexico, we were going to get, 100% financing to come out to Mexico. Otherwise, why would we go to Mexico? We would just stay right here. It's nice and easy in L.A. It's all controlled. We're all local. It's nice and easy. To travel with a show that's not making any money, you're going to have to make me an offer I can't refuse. And that's what happened. And part of that deal was they wanted to do absolute. They go, we want to bring it to Mexico. We'll cover all the expenses, and we want it absolute. So I said, okay, let's do it. You're covering the expenses. Let's do it. But all that got changed. That whole deal went out the door once the UFC stepped in. But we kept it absolute anyways. So I don't know how it's going to turn out. There's a lot of, as far as weight is concerned, a lot of mismatches with weight, and we'll see how that plays out. Will it make it a boring match or more exciting? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to look. I'm not sure. But the one thing I do know for sure, we have the most stacked card we've ever had, even with all the dropouts, like Cyborg, yeah, and Andre Galvao and Vinny Magalhães and Dean Lister. Even with all those dropouts, our card is still way more stacked than it's ever been before. And all those other shows were, the reviews were amazing. So we got the UFC Fight Pass without the gigantic names. We didn't need the gigantic names, and we still got our Fight Pass. So, even without those names, even with those dropouts, we still got crazy guys. I mean, crazy names. We got Matias Deniz. We got Bruno Bastos, DJ Jackson, Gary Tonin, Gordon Ryan, Yuri Samoz, Rustam Chiziev, Lucas Rocha, Richie Boogeyman. We still got, it's still the most, even if we lost a couple more guys.
Yeah,
still have a more stacked card than we ever had. Because before, the only IBF, I think EBI 4, we had Xiao Miao. We're like, oh man, we got an one IBJJF star. Whoa. And then the next show, we had Hani Yaya. Wow, we got an ADCC gold medalist. We had one.
Yeah.
And those shows were amazing with just one. And even with all those dropouts, we still got 6-7 IBJJF / ADCCC stars. So we're still in phenomenal shape.
No kidding. Now, as you said, with those stars, you've got Gary Tonin, two-division champ for EBI, Eddie Cummings, a divisional champ for EBI. Are there any matchups? Obviously, you put the bracket together, but are there any matchups down the line of this tournament on Sunday that you're hoping to see?
I'm hoping to see, I'm just excited to see. Yeah, I don't want to throw people under the bus or anything like that. But it's going to be interesting to see if Gary Tonin and Yuri Samoz get out of the first round, they're next. So that'll be a great second round matchup. But if Felipe Fogolin, three-time IBJJF gold medalist, if he beats Gary Toden, then, you know, maybe he goes against Yuri Samoas or Evandro Nunes, you know. The finals could be, maybe Yuri beats Gary and then Gordon Ryan beats Yuri, and Gordon Ryan is in the finals against, you know, Matias Deniz or it could be any of them, or Bruno Bastos, or even Amir Alam. You know, most people don't know about him. He's one of my black belts. He's a 265-pound wrestler from Oklahoma who's really good at Gogo Plata's. Yeah, he was at Abu Dhabi 2013. He lost on points to Jared Dopp, but he's a dark horse right there. And also Jason Flynn is a dark horse. Most people don't know about him, but he's going against Gordon Ryan in the first round, and that guy's a savage. So, there's so many tough guys, you know, in this bracket. It could go anywhere.
I have no idea. Yeah, you mentioned you've got a few of your own students on this card, Boogeyman as well. How do you take the emotion out of it when watching it? I mean, normally when a coach is there and they're seeing their guys compete, they're trying to coach them. You're refereeing every one of these fights. How do you take your emotions out of it?
Well, I'm not going to be reffing every one of the fights anymore. I am going to do more coaching and stuff. So I'm a coach and ref. You know, for me, I look at it as just that party. We're just hanging out and having a good time. Sometimes I'm reffing, sometimes I'm coaching, sometimes I'm sitting in the audience with an earpiece next to my wife. You know what I mean? This is just going to be a party. That's it. I'm not going to stress out too much over it, you know?
Is anything changing because it's going to be on UFC Fight Pass, from a production standpoint to commentary to anything like that?
Every show is gradually getting better and better. So, the UFC is just letting us do our thing. You know, they give us production money, every show is just going to get better and better. It'll be a little better this time. The last show, production-wise, probably was our best for sure, and this one's going to be even better.
And the commentary team's going to be the same?
Yes, TJ DeSantis is the man. That guy, he's the voice of EBI. And we're also going to have Nick DeTooth, Eric Cruz, and Scott Ross, my boys.
Nice. Two more things for you, Eddie, before I let you go here. In a dream world, is there anyone that hasn't competed at EBI before that you would love to have on a card?
Marcelo Garcia.
Nice. Nice. Have you tried that?
Yeah. He's not, I think he's just, I think he's fully retired. I really think he is. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe if the grand prize was $1 million, maybe he would jump on it.
And is the competition bug still under your skin? Do you have the urge to get back in there anytime?
You know, when I go in for back surgery, May 31st, I'm getting a disc replacement in my L5. Hopefully I make full recovery, you know. We'll see how I feel after that. You know, I'm no spring chicken. I'm going to be 46 next month, so we'll see. I'm not sure.
Finally, I wanted to ask you, I watched the documentary over at Flow Grappling, Building an Empire. Did you ever consider this an empire as the whole thing was progressing? I mean, that's quite the statement to make, building an empire, and that's truly what you've done with the 10th Planet system. Did you expect that as the years have progressed?
No, not at all. Not at all. I didn't think it was, I had no idea I was going to be a fight promoter. You know, that was a shocker. I had no idea I'd get, you know, when I first opened up 10th Planet, I didn't even think I would get one of the affiliates. Affiliates weren't even on my mind. I remember back in those days, George Urshel was fighting in the UFC, and I heard he had 12 schools, and I thought, holy shit, that guy must be rich as fuck. I had no idea. And then, I knew once I started adding affiliates and I got to about 5, I thought, okay, man, let's see how many I can get. Maybe I can get 20. And I just started grinding and just teaching seminars consistently for the last 12 years or so. And here we are.
Nice, man. He is Eddie Bravo. EBI 6 goes down this Sunday live on UFC Fight Pass. Eddie, man, it's been a pleasure. I got to thank Nabil from 10th Planet up here in Coquitlam for helping me set this up, man. And just if you want to shout out anyone or sponsors or anything like that, or just give a plug to what people can expect on Sunday from EBI, the floor is yours, man.
This Sunday, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. UFC Fight Pass on Dish Network pay-per-view. It's on in-demand pay-per-view, and it's on internet pay-per-view at fite.tv, Fight TV. And that's about it, man. You know, this is going to be jiu-jitsu history. This is the biggest jiu-jitsu event ever. You know, you don't want to miss it. If you're a jiu-jitsu fan, you do not want to miss this one. This is the dawning of a new age for jiu-jitsu.
Thanks a lot, Eddie. All the best on Sunday. I can't wait to watch it, man.
Thank you.
Here's Eddie Bravo, 10th Planet System, the man behind the 10th Planet System. My goodness, what a great interview. That was really fun. And make sure you check out EBI 6 this Sunday live on UFC Fight Pass, as he said, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And I'll definitely be checking it out. As a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, I love that kind of stuff. So that was it. That was a special podcast, a Friday edition of Sucker Radio. Make sure you check out my sponsors, proambelts.com, floathouse.ca, bckimonos.ca, and fusionfightgear.com. They've got the hookups for everything you need in those areas. Make sure you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/MMA Sucka. Follow us on Twitter, @MMA Sucka. Follow myself on Twitter, @JeremyBrand604. And I'll be back next week with a great edition of Sucka Radio. Probably not a 2-4, but it'll be on the regular day, Thursday afternoon or Thursday morning. Sucka Radio here on MMASucka.com, as well as LastWordOnSports.com. With that, I'm out.